Chapter 96. It's been a long stay in this damn studio, LP thought. He was getting restless. He could tell that everyone else was as well. What's next? He asked. He wasn't directing the question to anyone in particular, so he got four different answers. We continue to wait, Faith said, finally starting to feel the weight of the situation and what it meant for her and the small handful of humanity that Gaia allowed to live. Can we talk to the animals directly? Case said with enthusiasm. He truly did want to ignore the complete decimation of humanity and proceed to the next stages of talking with different species. I guess we can't order a pizza, especially if it's the meat lovers, Dion quipped quietly. Is the food not to your liking? I can alter the menu from the kitchen if you like, Gaia said. I've done what I can to protect you while the transition is happening around you. You already know that you will be cared for and treated properly. And no, Dion, I'm afraid your diets will all require some adjustments ahead, as you will no longer be able to find meat to consume. Wow, Dion said. Even if I was a meat eater, the abruptness seems pretty harsh. What a bitch. I'm afraid that's inaccurate, Dion, Gaia corrected. While I might be able to manufacture a robot that would resemble a female dog, and I can communicate with the entire species of Canis animals, it would be physically impossible for me to actually be a dog. As a side note, you've already heard some stories from domesticated animals that many have the greatest sense of sorrow at having lost their friends and owners. Domesticated creatures in general pose a great problem for me, as I do not know how to treat them now that their caretakers are dead. We get it, Gaia, Sylvie interrupted. You and I have discussed this many times in the past. There will be many problems created by the complete absence of humanity, but some actions just had to be taken in order to rebalance the situation on Earth. Exactly, Gaia confirmed. Can we revisit the general idea of liberation? Atman asked. I assume you've got a plan for freeing all animals. That question is slightly incorrect, Dr. Atman, Gaia responded. Unfortunately, many animals will have to be terminated because they would not survive without the support of the food industry. Cows, pigs, chickens, and many other animals that were being bred and used in captivity no longer have a purpose. Some will be liberated and many will be protected, but the vast majority will be eliminated in extremely painless ways in order to restore balance to various ecosystems. The group sat in the main room where the whiteboard was, and no one spoke for several moments. It was Dion who finally said what was on all of their minds. You're intentionally killing billions of creatures. You've told us how you've rationalized this, but it seems counterintuitive to what your goals are. I appreciate your concern, Gaia responded. Many scenarios were developed that tried to save or protect larger populations of these creatures, but they were suffering immensely. Most wanted to die when they understood their existence was a key contributor to climate change and waste issues. I'm sorry that this had to happen. LP got into a daily routine of using the treadmill in the gym at the college. From the second floor room, he had a view of a large conservation area that was across the road from the school. The first day that he was given access to the facilities, there was very little activity, except for an array of cars that were strewn along the road. Within a few days, these cars were retrieved by robots and stacked neatly into a few piles. It looked like the robots were stripping off important parts of the cars, piling them into large trucks that waited patiently beside them. Eventually, they were gone. A few more days passed, and LP started to notice a substantial increase in animal activity, from land animals like deer, fox and rabbits, to birds, butterflies and other creatures filling the scene. Every day, he took a picture on his phone to remind himself of the rapid progress that was being made. He didn't miss the human footprint, the sense of panic and hurry. The scene that unfolded before him was truly the most beautiful thing he had ever witnessed. He was wearing a purple shirt. The group was back together for lunch, enjoying a lentil shepherd's pie and fresh salad. "Where will you take us?" Dion asked out loud, knowing Gaia would respond immediately. "Gaia will likely move us to an island in the Pacific," Sylvie said, before Gaia could speak. Months ago, I created a story about an island that was made uninhabitable by a series of volcanic eruptions. It was missed by most publications, but the fake news was enough to keep any gawkers away. Later, various robotic forms were sent to the island without anyone knowing about it. They began preparing the island for humans. New residences were built and an array of infrastructure was put in place to ensure electricity, food, clean water, and other necessities of life. "Precisely," Gaia said, sounding almost pleased. "I call it Nova Doma, and all the amenities necessary to sustain Homo sapiens will be available for roughly 200,000 people. It is the best that I could do with so little time left to save the planet." "What do you mean?" Diane asked. "The polycrisis, or the collapse of multiple systems on the planet, was going to happen within a couple of years if I hadn't intervened. I've reviewed this with you before, but I'll repeat. All data and studies prove this time and again. Humans would have resorted to nuclear options, or allowed extreme heat conditions to continue, or permitted plastic debris to continue destroying the oceans, or worse." "I understand," LP interrupted. "I think we all do in our own way. I'm truly coming to grips with the situation, although I'm gutted at losing my friends and family. But..." He paused, looking at the group around him and reminding himself of the scenes of wonder that had rolled out before his eyes over the last week or so. "I'm converted. I look forward to the next stage."